Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Dash Radio on their Nothing But Net channel. That's every single weeknight at 7 p.m. Also, check out Five Reasons YouTube. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Like, as we speak right now, there are two great episodes going on. There's a crossover episode on the NBA and the Heat with the Bahama Rican boys and our Field of Heat crew. And there's also an Extra Yard episode on the Dolphins. So these things are going on all the time on the channel. Make sure you're subscribing. You also get our pregame and postgame shows as well. Also, check out fivereasonsports.com for the latest takeaways from Brady Hawk, the latest Dolphin stories. We do not have a paywall. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. So many of our sponsors here are local, and that includes our friends over at All Pro Construction Builders. If you're a South Florida resident, you know that hurricane season is around the corner. If you're looking to protect your home or business, make sure you contact All Pro Construction Builders. They specialize in impact windows and doors for residential and commercial properties. All Pro Construction Builders is a state certified licensed and insured general contractor. They service Miami-Dade and Monroe counties. Everybody says we never do anything south of Broward. Yes, they will handle your business south of Broward. They only use locally made products, American made. They're family owned and operated, and you'll only deal with the owner from start to finish. They offer competitive pricing, but also quality service. So make sure to contact them for a free estimate. And if you mention Five Reasons, you'll get a 10% discount off your entire order, no matter what it is. Reach out to Danny. The phone number is three. This is the owner. Okay. 305-484-4429. That's 305-484-4429, or check him out on Instagram at All Pro Construction Builders. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. Impact we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, Ethan Skolnick back on Five on the Floor. Here's tonight's floor plan. I've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. I've got Brady Hawk. We'll tell you more about his sponsor here, which is Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. And we'll get more to that later. But today we're going to get to paths. Okay. And just like the last couple episodes, we've been a little bit looser here on Five on the Floor, and I haven't really prepared guys before we go in, and I'm not really going to have a lot to say. This is kind of setting up everybody else. We did an episode, I guess it was Alex and Brady were with me, and we broke down, you know, the biggest threats individually to the Heat in the Eastern Conference. And that was a lot of fun. I can't remember what the episode we did the other night was. What did we do the other night? I don't even know. Oh, yeah.
You gave us all the different scenarios. What would we choose?
You and Alex were on that one. So now we've rotated two of you. Which players sort of upgrade would you choose? And we came up with different answers. So today we're going to talk about paths. And here's the interesting thing about this in the Eastern Conference. We have no idea with the Heat. The conference is so tightly packed from one till about 10. Okay. There's a little bit of separation of two groups, but not a whole lot. And so we don't know if the Heat are going to finish first, second, third, fourth. They can finish in any of those spots. And we also don't know who's going to finish around them. So right now, the Brooklyn Nets, which is the team that nobody seems to want to play, if you listen to ESPN or Fox Sports, they're in the eighth slot. Like, they may not even get out of the play-in, but we all anticipate that they'll probably jump here a little bit before the season ends. So I'm just going to give you guys paths, and you're just going to say, I like it, I don't like it. Okay, you ready? All right, let's start with this one. The Miami Heat are the number one seed. The eight seed that comes out of that play-in mess is Toronto. The 4-5 matchup is Boston in the five and Philadelphia in the four. Brady, do you like it?
I'm going to say I don't like it because I feel like out of the bunch in the eight seed range, I would say the Raptors are kind of the worst team to kind of get there. And that's not to say that I think they'd lose, because I think they'd be able to handle Toronto in that type of state. It's just more that I think the Raptors can really draw out a series. And I look at the other teams around that range, And I think there's teams that they can really take care of business with. The Raptors, as we've seen this season, three overtimes is kind of stuck in my head, being stuck at that game. And the other ones have kind of just been dogged out down the stretch. And it's kind of just a lot of length they can throw at you that I don't think it's the best series to kind of start off with. So I'll say no. But the 4-5 matchup, I think, is pretty typical as we go through this.
Greg, you like it or you don't like it?
Well, as long as the Heat have the one seed, I like whatever path. Bring the paths on. But no, truthfully, I don't love the idea of Toronto in round one. I think of all the teams, the way that this app that I'm looking at the standings, they have the play-in teams like grouped with these red lines between them. It's Toronto, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Atlanta. Toronto is the team I want to face the least. That includes Brooklyn. Bring all of those cats on. So to me, I would like to avoid it. And also, like, Boston is a sneaky second round opponent because they played so well lately, particularly defensively, and they have some of the kinds of players that can give Miami trouble. So I don't love that path, but like, I could plot out a couple worse. And as long as the Heat are in the one seed, let's do it.
All right, let's put the Heat in the 3 seed now. Okay. Let's put the Heat in the 3 seed. The 6 seed is Boston. The 6 seed is Boston. The two seed is Milwaukee. This is assuming maybe Philadelphia gets the 1. So Milwaukee is in the 2. Boston is in the 6. Miami is in the 3. How are we feeling about this?
Not great. Right. Not great. I kind of hate this one, actually. If I'm going to pick one that I really don't like, it's Boston and then Milwaukee. I mean, can we avoid Milwaukee to the conference finals? Brady, am I wrong?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think I'm pretty much going to say I don't like it if we're comparing them, if Milwaukee is anywhere other than the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I feel like that should be the only place that they face them and you feel good about it, because looking at these other teams, I still feel like Milwaukee is superior to a lot of these teams that we're talking about.
All right, one more before the break here. Miami comes in as the 2 seed. Milwaukee ends up getting the 1 seed. So Milwaukee finishes in the 2 spot. The seven spot is Atlanta. They make a late charge. They're hot coming into the playoffs, which happened last year. The 3 seed in this scenario is Philadelphia. Do you like it?
Yeah. Brady. That's one of the best scenarios that you've given. Because I still, even if Atlanta comes in super hot, I still don't really believe in them altogether. Like, you know, like many of these teams, even Boston, because they have a Jason Tatum that can go off, or Atlanta has a Trey Young that can go off. But when the guy that can go off is a point guard or one of these ball handlers, we know what Spo can do and what they could do as a defense to stop them. I would not be worried about Atlanta. In Philly, I'm just still not a believer in Philly until I see the level that James Harden's playing at, the way he's playing at. If it's Brooklyn Harden, is it Houston Harden? And I still am at this pace where I say I feel a lot more comfortable if I'm Miami, if I'm facing a guy that they're working their offense through inside the arc. Like, you just feel a lot more comfortable. Like, you have to do a lot of things to throw at guys like Jason Tatum. Joel Embiid, you could throw two down low. Of course, he's an MVP-type candidate, and he's one of the best players in this league, but you feel a lot more comfortable there. That I feel like Philly and Atlanta has to be the best way you can go, especially with the ones you're naming.
Listen, if we can get Atlanta and then Philly, I would actually play Chicago too. We can go an extra bonus round just for the fact that we are avoiding Milwaukee, Boston, and Toronto. Sign me up.
All right, we're going to get to a couple more here after the break. Before we do, we mentioned earlier that Brady Hawk's appearances here are sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein. Eric Rubenstein, a personal injury attorney. You can find him on Instagram at @AskAboutMeIGotYou. I guarantee you this is the most entertaining Instagram account that any personal injury attorney around the country has. Okay, so check it out. @AskAboutMeIGotYou. He's a big Miami sports fan. He graduated law school magna cum laude down here at St. Thomas University. So he's from Miami. You can check him out at 954-829-ERIC. He's going to have a website up here soon as well. 954-829-ERIC. They handle car accidents, slip and falls, medical malpractice, get the money that you deserve. Again, it's Eric Rubenstein. Ask about me. I got you on Instagram, 954-829-ERIC, the official sponsor of Brady Hawk's appearances here on Five on the Floor. All right, I'm going to trick this up a little bit here. The Heat are the 4 seed. Brooklyn's the 5 seed. Chicago is the 1 seed. Are you willing to take Brooklyn in the first round if it means you get Chicago potentially on the road in the second round? And you're probably looking at Milwaukee or Philadelphia, most likely Milwaukee, on the other side if you get through that. Brady, you like it?
I'd say that's definitely a tough road to go down. But I think the question is Kyrie playing all of his games? Like, I feel like that's a really big question here when you're talking about that. I still think the Heat can handle them either way, but that makes you feel a lot more comfortable if you're saying Kyrie's out of those games. Chicago's an interesting one because I know we haven't talked about them in these scenarios, but it's just they're one of the major teams that can get very, very hot, and they can hit you from so many different angles offensively that it's not like these other teams that we're talking about, like the Giannis inside or the Embiid inside. This is a very perimeter team that can hit you with the Zach LaVines, DeMar DeRozans. I still don't mind it altogether, but Chicago in the second round and Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals is probably as tough as it gets when you're talking about the second and third round there. So I wouldn't say I love it, but I don't hate it as much as I maybe would another scenario.
Right.
Yeah, I want to avoid that at all costs. I feel like Brooklyn, that's a taxing emotional series, like regardless of how it turns out, it's going to be taxing. There's going to be media BS around it. And then Chicago at Chicago, they're a tough, I'm not sold on them as a playoff team, but them with home court is always an issue because they play well at home, etc. Like they're 23-8 this year at home. So that would be tough. And then you're telling me it's Milwaukee to get to the finals. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, there's maybe a couple other paths that could be more challenging, but that's probably up there with one of the ones I would choose that I would least want.
All right. After the break, I got one more for you guys. We'll see where we go. Brady Hawk, Greg Sylvander, going through these paths. You can see how many different options there are. There's even a team I haven't mentioned yet, I don't think. And so we're going to get to that one here in a second. Before we do, I want to tell you about our product code. It's 5RSN. That's number 5RSN. And that gets you percentages off at these places, okay? Therapistpreferred.com. That's for your premium CBD, the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies. You will not fail a drug test. It'll help you sleep. It'll help you recover when you work out. Okay? CBD, therapistpreferred.com, 25% off. All of your grooming products, manscaped.com. That includes the cologne, the deodorant, not just the razors, everything. 20% off. And manscaped.com, I'm legally obligated to say this, your balls and your body will thank you. And 10% off at getsalise.com. Getsalise.com is where you go if you want to be able to run longer, basically. Okay, it's for endurance athletes or for tennis players, for marathon runners. They just had a booth here at the Broward Convention Center in Miami at the Miami Beach Convention Center. Get 10% off at getsalise.com. Replace your electrolytes in a natural way without just chugging all that Powerade or Gatorade or any of that other stuff. Okay, so getsalise.com, therapistpreferred.com, manscaped.com. The code for all of those discounts is 5. That's number 5, RSN. All right, I mentioned this one earlier, and I know we're not supposed to be afraid of the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I haven't put them in a bracket yet. So let's put them now in a 5-4 matchup. Let's say the Heat have some injuries down the stretch, and they end up in that 5 spot, and Cleveland is in the 4. And let's put in the 1 seed for this one, the Bucks. How are you guys feeling about it?
I'll say that I think this one feels like the more we always talk about Cleveland, this one feels like a low possibility of happening when you look at it, because the only way it happens is probably if it's a 4-5. Mm-hmm. Other than that, right, you're basically saying the only other scenario is that they beat one of a Philly or a Chicago or a Milwaukee in the first round, then meet you in the second round. But this is basically the only scenario where that could happen, in my opinion. It's interesting because I know, like, when people, especially when they signed Caris LeVert, people were acting like Donovan Mitchell just signed to Cleveland or got traded to Cleveland. I still don't think this is a team you're heavily worried about. Like, yes, positionally, it's not the greatest matchup because, like we've seen, the rebounding could kill you. They have a lot of bigs they could do. Evan Mobley's a big, but he can do a lot of things defensively, kind of Bam-like because he can switch all over the place. But this is not a matchup that you're trying to avoid. And first of all, if you're in these top seeds anyway, you're not trying to avoid anybody in a first round period. But I don't think that's a terrible thing. But once again, it's not the Cleveland part that throws me off with this scenario, but it's once again, Milwaukee in the second round is kind of worst case scenario, in my opinion. But if it was the case and they had injuries and they fall to four, I guess they have to do what they have to do.
Yeah, I'm with Brady on that. I don't like the Milwaukee portion of it, but bring Cleveland on. This is enough with this Cleveland team. Like, just, I'll say this. It's a cute story, and they're a good team. Like, then they're fun to watch. They have, like, a player. If Evan Mobley ever becomes a good shooter, I mean, I don't know that there's a player with more upside, honestly. So that's high praise, right? I don't give Cleveland Cavaliers high praise very often. But every single team, go back through the catalog, Ethan, and I know you can catalog this the way that I do. Go back to before Brady was born. Think about all the teams.
Yeah.
Does any young team ever just come into the league and blaze through it and never have, like, you have to take your playoff lumps. I feel like this is going to be the year where Cleveland takes its playoff lumps. And in the future, maybe we'll talk about them as more of a threat. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. But for now, I'm with Brady in that the Cleveland team is not scary at all. Despite the matchup issues, it's not scary.
If the Heat and Cavs end up seeing a 4-5 seed, Ethan has to cover them on the road. I think that's, like, pretty much a lock.
Worst case scenario for me. Worst case scenario. Well, Mateo for the network has already volunteered for that, so it's all his if he wants it. All right, rapid fire here before we go. And thanks to our sponsors, All Pro Construction Builders, Eric Rubenstein. That's 954-829-ERIC. And of course, our code 5RSN at therapistpreferred.com, getsalease.com, and manscaped.com. Rapid fire. You got to do this quickly. Team that you would rather see, Brady, Toronto or Boston?
Boston.
Greg, Atlanta or Charlotte in the first round?
Oh, Charlotte, no doubt.
Philadelphia or a Nets team without Kyrie playing all the games? Brady.
Nets.
Okay. Milwaukee without Brooke or a healthy Chicago team? Greg.
Healthy Chicago. Okay. Fraudulent group.
And we'll finish there. Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, no, Ethan, I got one for you.
Uh-huh.
Phoenix or Golden State in the finals? Who would you rather not face, Phoenix or Golden State? And you have home court in neither series.
Chris Paul's not going to be healthy, so I guess you take Phoenix. I'll take Utah. How about that? We'll go with that. I'll take Utah. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.